All right, this is it. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 29 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Exciting news, my friends. I got my DNA results back yesterday from Ancestry. Tony got hers about 2 hours before mine, which I was like, what the hell's going on? You know, we sent our spit kits in exactly the same time. How come hers came back 2 hours before mine? Well, it came back, and I didn't know when mine was coming back. So she got hers, and I didn't get mine. I was like, What the hell? You know? So I was ranting about that. She got hers, and then about 2 hours later, I got mine. And my results, not exactly earth-shattering. Pretty much what you'd expect, you know? Sorta. Let me pull it up here for you. Okay, these are my results, according to my spit, you know? This is the story that my spit tells. 64% England, Wales, and Northwestern Europe. And Northwestern Europe, according to the map, includes France, Belgium, Luxembourg, and Germany. So, but it's just like right over the edge, like right, you know, it seems like there's a few K's back in the day who, you know, got on some kind of boat of some sort, you know, probably running from the law, and come across into Europe, you know, mainland Europe, and then there's like, all right, that's good, you know, that was hard work paddling across that, you know, I'm not gonna go, you know, why travel, right here near the water, you know, it's beautiful, you know, this is good, all right, so that's what happened, apparently, you know, I'm surmising, but, this is right over the edge in mainland Europe, France, Belgium, Luxembourg, you know, maybe possibly Germany. All right. So that's 64%. The other remaining 36%, Ireland, Scotland. So basically it's the whole, you know, the whole Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England. You know, that's it. And then a few on the run K's, you know, got in a boat and come across and just like hung out on the edge, right on the edge of Europe, the edge of mainland Europe. So that's it. There's no Italian in there, which is kind of shocking because my mother's maiden name couldn't be any more Italian, you know. And my grandfather, her father, looked like he could have been on The Sopranos, you know. He looks Italian, you know. So, I don't know. I don't know what that means, you know. So, you know, if you're a skeptic, you could say, well, I'll tell you what it means, you know. But it's a bunch of horse shit. That's what it means. In fact, I called my parents. I said, hey, found out where we're from, all right. And they were like, uh-huh. You know, I was talking to my dad, and he was like, yeah. He didn't believe. You could tell the disdain in his voice. Like, how much this thing cost you to do this? You know, I don't know, about $50. All right. You know, he's like writing the thing off before even. So I told him, he goes, there's no way that's true. I said, why is there no way it's true? And he goes, I guess it could be true. Like, what the hell? But anyway, so they were skeptical, and they were like, he goes, didn't Tim do this too? Didn't he? And I said, yeah, but it was a different company. He went with a different company. And he goes, well, the results, wasn't his results completely different? I said, well, not completely different. There were definitely some differences in there. And he goes, well, why would that be? And then my mom in the background, I'll tell you why, because it's all a bunch of crap. All right, there you go. That's that old positivity that I've grown accustomed to through the years, you know. And by the way, my brother's on board with the this is all a bunch of crap, you know. idea, you know. So anyway, I don't know. I think my spit tells a very focused story, you know. Whereas other people's spit might be a little bit more scattershot, a little haphazard, you know. My spit, very focused, you know, tells a focused story. That's what I'm saying here. Tony's spit kit came back. Now, there's some interesting shit in there. Her father, all right, well, now that's all up in the air, you know. Her father, and I put quotations around that word, has claimed for years that Toni has, like, Native American heritage, blood. She's a American Indian, partially, very small, you know, maybe a small percentage, but there's definitely some Native American and Indian in there, or Native American, American Indian, you know. And so I was like, yeah, I didn't believe a word of that. Of course, the thing about him is he sent her stuff in the mail where he's had it confirmed in his case. He does, supposedly. I mean, he has all the forms and stuff. He's an official member of the tribe, whatever tribe this is, I can't remember. It's nothing I've ever heard of. Some kind of off, I don't know. It's one of the lesser known tribes. I'm not exactly, you know, I don't know what the hell. So anyway, he sent her all this information, and he's had it confirmed. He's a member of the tribe, and she has none, according to this. She doesn't have a drop. So, I don't know. Tony's mother, Sunshine, you know. I don't know what's going on there, you know. I think she, you know, I don't know. So, now it's all up in the air as far as who, you know, maybe there's more to learn. Let's just leave it at that. Anyway, hers was all England. Mine, almost exactly the same as mine. Except I think she did have 10% Italy, you know. And her last name is big time Italian too, you know. So, but 10% Italian. So she did have Italian in there. And the rest of it, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, basically the same as mine, you know. So, I don't know. There wasn't anything too exciting in there except the fact that I was confirmed about her lack of Native American heritage. You know, I was like, all along, I was like, I don't know about that. You don't look like any Indian I've ever known. I was hoping there'd be enough to get a, you know, part of a casino. That's out the window now, you know. All my casino dreams went up in smoke with that. So, but anyway, if I ran that ancestry operation over there, I would throw in, you know, mine is kind of boring, you know. 64% England, Wales, Northwestern Europe. 36% Ireland and Scotland. You know, I'm taking nothing away from those countries. I love, you know, those are my favorite places outside the U.S. of A., of course. You know, and so, you know, I'm taking a, but I would throw something in there just to, you know, to trigger some conversation, you know, just to make it something to talk about. Like, I would throw, like, I'd say 2% something. You know, I'd put in 2% or 1%. Then I'd just throw in some off-the-wall shit, you know. I'd put in maybe, like, Antarctica. Antarctica, you know. Put that in there. 2% Antarctica. God, what the hell? What kind of word? There's, like, an extra C in there. This is, like, stuck in there. Why? It should be Antarctica. Antarctica. Oh, God. Anyway, I'd throw that in there. Or I'd put some kind of bizarre, you know, like island nation, you know, from out in the Polynesian area. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Or, you know, just pick some kind of bizarre shit. It's off the wall. It wouldn't have to be true. I mean, truth has nothing to do with this. It's just for fun. I'd throw in 1% of something, and that would just, you know, that would cause people to, you know, have something to talk about, something to hang their hat on, you know? I got nothing. Mine just says, yeah, you're from England, you know? Eh, okay. But, you know, I was hoping mine would say, like, 10% Viking, you know? I mean, that's what I was hoping. I got no Viking. God. But if you threw in something like that, you could then, you know, if you threw in 2% Zimbabwe or whatever, people be like, yeah, I guess, oh, you know, one of my old grannies, you know, back in the day, you know, shed a little fun on the side, apparently, you know, that kind of thing. So, but I got nothing. I got nothing to hang my hat on. It's because my spit is so laser focused, man. I don't know how many people can make that claim. I have the laser focused spit. All right. So that's that. I don't know what's good. There's a thing in there where it says these are the people in our database that you share DNA with. And it has my aunt, one of my aunts, my dad's sister. And it has a first cousin. And then just like dozens and dozens of people. I have no idea who they are. I don't know who these people are. So that's kind of interesting too. But anyway, that's that. I don't know if it was worth, I think we paid like $60 each. Yeah, I guess it was fun, I guess. You know, at least now I can call Tony Pocahontas, you know, their phony baloney Native American, you know. Unfortunately, the casino dream out the window. Oh, well, whatever. Let's see, what else I got in my notebook here? Oh, yeah. Are you... listen to this shit. This is amazing. Tony informed me yesterday that we're going to keep a dog for somebody that she works with. I don't know this person. Never met this person in my life. I've never met their dog. They're going to be out of town for a week, and we're going to keep their dog for a week. Like, what? These are the kind of things you need to run through me, you know? We have to discuss them together, make a decision. She said, yes, we'll do it, you know? And then she tells me that we're going to do it. So, I don't know. But listen to this. It's a 10-month-old wiener dog. It's a baby wiener, is what it is. It's a dachshund. And it's a... 10 months, it's a pup. It's a wiener pup. You know, things going to be running wide open. And by the end of this week, it's coming on Sunday, apparently. And they're going to pick him up on the following Sunday. So we're going to have a dog living with us that doesn't belong to us. And it's a pup. Thing's going to be probably chewing up all my shit, you know. The thing's going to be running wild, you know. I hope it's trained. Supposedly it is. That's what everybody says, though. You know, oh, yeah. You know, well, 90% trained. That's what they'll say. They tell us now that he's potty trained or whatever you want to call it. Housebroken. What the? I thought I turned that shit off. Anyway. And then they'll say, well, you know, when they drop him off, when they drop the lively wiener off, they're going to say, well, he's 90%, you know, 80% housebroken, you know. Every once in a while he has a, quote, accident in the house, you know. Maybe like every day, you know. You know, sometimes in the morning and then again in the afternoon. But, you know, for the most part, he's good, you know. The dog's name, Dusty. I had a dog when I was a kid named Dusty. And I got run over by a car right in front of me. Traumatized me for life. And I think that some of my life decisions, which have been poor in many cases, were a direct result of seeing my beloved Dusty squashed underneath the car of a man named Billy Croson. All right? I don't know if it was Billy Croson, but I think it was him or his brother, you know? One of those Crosons. Ran over Dusty. Sent me off on a lifelong bad decision making. You know, I mean, you can trace it all back. Just like my spit is focused, you know, you can trace that shit. I'm surprised that didn't come back in the DNA analysis. Say something about that in there, you know. But anyway, we had a dog named Dusty, and this dog's named Dusty. It's a lively 10-month-old wiener dog, and apparently we're going to keep it here at the house. And I don't know who these people are. I don't know, whatever, you know. I'll roll with it. I love dogs, so it won't be an issue. I just don't want him chewing my shit up, you know, or anything like that. If it shits on the floor, that's fine. You know, I can deal with that, I guess. But I don't want it chewing anything up, you know. And I don't want it keeping me awake at night, you know, or anything like that, you know. So anyway, this should lead to some stories. And I'll try not to bore you with, oh, he was so cute, you know, you know. I think these dogs, you know, I love dogs. I love my, you know, the late great Andy, you know, best dog in America, you know. I've said it many times before. And some, you know, half of the rest of the, there's another dog up in Canada that was really good, I heard, through the doggy grapevine. But Andy is definitely, in America, definitely the best dog in America, you know, during his lifetime. Unfortunately, he's gone now to that great leash-free area in the sky. So anyway, I like dogs. I have no issue with that. You know, it's been a long time since we've had a pup. And I have a low threshold for nonsense. So we'll see how that goes. I'll definitely bring you up to date on it. I also ordered a new Kindle on Prime Day, Amazon Prime Day. My old Kindle. I'm not talking about the Fire. That's kind of irritates me. You know, I think Kindle, or no, Amazon, you know, when they first came out with the Kindle, it was a reader, you know, it was an e-reader, so you can read books, you know, it wasn't made for any kind of surfing, oh, the internet, you know, nothing like that. You can't go on, you know, the Kindle was something to read a book on, you know, so that's what it is. That's what I bought, an e-reader, my new e-reader. I replaced my original one with a new one, and I'll get into the details on that. But then, okay, so that's what everybody thought of the Kindle was, right? Now, they've muddied the waters and come out with Kindle Fire, which is a tablet. It's like an iPad, you know? It's a completely different thing. It's not the same thing. So why would you call both of them a Kindle, you know? You get the Kindle, mine was the Paperwhite. There's a Kindle. There's three different Kindles. Readers. E-readers. There's the Kindle. There's the Paperwhite. And then there's something. Well, Oasis, I think, is the top. They used to have one called the Voyager, I think. I don't know. But that top one, that thing costs like $250. I don't know why. You know, I don't know why you need that. But anyway, the middle one, that's the most popular one. That's the one I bought. And it's usually $130. Got it for $85. That's a pretty good deal. All right, that's not the end of it, though. When I was checking out, things said, would you like to apply for Amazon credit? And if you're approved, we'll take $60 off. $60 off. I said, hell yeah, I would. So I applied, I got approved. They knocked $60 off. So now we're down to $25. You know, the thing cost $130. Every other day. So now I'm down to $25. And so then they threw in a $5 credit for my next ebook. So essentially I'm down to $20. I paid $20 for this thing. You know? That is crazy. So it's brand new. It's the Kindle Paperwhite. It's our e-reader. It's beautiful. The thing is like a work of art. The thing has no buttons on it. It's just smooth, you know? It's like light, but it has enough heft where it's a substantial piece of equipment. Oh, man, that thing's kick-ass. My original Kindle that I bought in 2011, I had to go look it up. I bought it in 2011, so 8 years I used that thing. And I used it every single day for 8 years. It still works. The only reason I've been looking at it. I think it's time for me to upgrade, you know, to the Paperwhite. And so, I had it on my wish list. And I checked the price. It never fell down. It was always like 130, 120. Sometimes it would drop down to 120. But, you know, they control the price on that thing, really. You know, all that Amazon's equipment. So that when that thing was $85, I said, hell yeah, let's do it. So I did it, and then I got $60 knocked off. I bought a case for it. The case was $29. You know, like, you know, on these e-readers, I like to have, it feels like you're reading a book, you know. You like open the cover, you know. And the thing will turn the thing. When you open it, it turns on, you know. And when you close it, it turns off. And it's really nice, you know, nice, looks really nice and everything. So anyway, I bought one of those that cost an extra $23.99. It's usually $29.99. I got it for $23.99. That came today. It's perfect. It's beautiful. It's awesome. So I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of buying of books and also reading. On the Kindle, in my Kindle account right now, on Amazon, I have 1,007 books. Is that excessive? I don't know. I put that, I was on some kind of Reddit board one day, and it was back when I had 900 or something, and I put that in there, and somebody said, how many books do you have in your account? And I put in there, and whatever it was, 926, whatever it was, and somebody said, newbie, somebody wrote newbie, you know, mocking me, saying that's nothing, you know, 926, that's nothing. Seems like a lot to me, you know. Now I'm up to 1,007 books. If I never bought another book, I couldn't read all these books before the whole thing, you know, before it blinks out and I'm, you know, they have to cart my bloated carcass off to the crematorium for the husky, you know. I don't know. So, but I keep buying them, you know. Anyway, I got that thing. It's great. It's beautiful. That thing is like actually like a piece of art, you know. Am I getting carried away? Oh, it's fantastic. I love gadgetry. New gadgetry. They should make a cologne. I'm not a cologne guy. In fact, I don't use it at all. And when I smell it, it makes me, you know, I usually launch into one of these exaggerated, you know, do that stuff. Like my esophagus is pinching off, you know. I hate it, you know. I'm not. But if I were to ever start using a cologne, I'd like to have new electronics, you know. I think they should make a cologne of like fresh gadgetry, you know, right out of the box. Some piece of an electronics. Ooh, man, that's a sweet smell right there. So that's that. I'm reading 1984, by the way. Just wanted to mention that. I've tried to read that when I was like 15, 14, somewhere in that age group. Didn't really fully grasp it because I'm kind of stupid, you know. But so I'm reading it now, and it's amazing. How in the hell, you know, thing was written in the 40s. How in the hell did he predict all this? Literally, I mean, I'm not going to talk about this much, but all the stuff that this guy's warning against in this book is happening, you know. I mean, I don't know. People put in the 60s. When somebody read it in the 60s, they probably said the same thing. But it feels like a lot of the stuff that's happening in that 1984 novel is literally happening today, you know. You know. So anyway, that's a pretty amazing book. So, you know, for what it's worth. Also, this weekend, I'm going to the baseball games. I'm going to 3. I have tickets for 3. It's supposed to be hotter than the devil's pee hole out there. It is like the hottest, most humid days of the year. Ugh, that is like the worst. I hate this time of year as far as the weather goes. But I want to go see the Reds AAA team, the Louisville Bats. Used to be called the River Bats. Now they're just called the Bats. I prefer River Bats. But they didn't consult with me. They never called me and asked my opinion on it. They're called the Bats. So it's their AAA team. There's a bunch of people on that team that are going to be stars of the future, maybe. They got people on that team that, you know, were on the Reds a couple weeks ago. There's a couple of guys that keep bouncing back and forth, you know. I mean, it's exciting to see these. I like seeing the future Reds playing before they ever. Some of them never been in the major leagues before. And so I'm going to do that. This is the only time they're in town this whole season. So they're here Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I have tickets for all three games. And I'm going to go one game with Tony and then, I don't know, maybe Steve. Although he flakes sometimes. I don't know. I'm going to go to all three of them. The only problem is it's going to be hot. It'll be like 100 degrees, high humidity. Ugh, God. I don't know, I'm going to have to eat one of those batting helmets full of soft serve ice cream, cool my core temperature down. You know, there's always a way, there's always ways, you know, to cool things down. So that I got that coming up. I took Friday off, so that's happening. That'll be fun. The wiener, the rambunctious wiener. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Check this out. Speaking of that wiener. All right, Tony tells me about this, and I'm getting, she's like drip feeding me information on this thing. She said that the woman that's going to bring the dog said, oh, and I'll bring his bells. I was like, what the fuck is that? What do you mean? She goes, I don't know. I said, you didn't follow up on that? She goes, oh, I'll be sure to bring his bells. This is a dog. And Tony didn't follow up. It's like a dry, I don't understand. There's no follow up on these things. It's like I don't understand that. I would say, what? What do you mean? But she didn't follow up, so I don't know. You know, so I'll bring his bells. What the hell's going on? So anyway, I don't know. So that's coming Sunday. That the wiener dog, the dachshund, the dachshund's coming Sunday, and I got the baseball games all weekend. We'll see how it goes. I should have some stories to tell. Upcoming episodes. And what else I have here? Next week, next Thursday, Chuck Cleaver from the Ass Ponies and from Wussy. He's putting out his first solo album. He's older than me. He's older than I am, and he's putting out his first solo album. I think it comes out on the 23rd. So I'm going to go see him over in or down there in that Philadelphia. You heard of that place? Be down there. Going to see Chuck Cleaver, Lisa Walker, and some other dude. They're all members of Wussy. And all of them have put out solo records. So they're touring together. They also do some Wussy tunes, and they do their solo songs, and that should be interesting, you know? So I love that guy. Guy's great. One of the best songwriters working today. So that's next Thursday. The younger boy and I are going down there. And that should be fun too. So there you go. You're up to date on my exciting life. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I will be back on, I don't know. I mean, I'm way off. The schedule is thrown completely off. I'm going to try to get back on track. So there might be a Patreon episode like right after this one. Try to get back on track. So anyway, until next time. Oh, by the way, if you want to listen to the Patreon episodes, you can do that easily. Head on over to patreon.com, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 patronage, $4 a month. It's you put it on a credit card, ever how you want to pay for it. It's up to you. $4 will do it. It can be more. I mean, I appreciate anything you can do. It supports my efforts. But at the $4 threshold, it unlocks the Thursday show, is what I call it. It hasn't come out on Thursday for a while, but there's an extra show every week. I don't know what day it comes out, but, you know, we call it the Thursday show. It's only available for patrons. And if you want to be one of those patrons, you just sign up for a $4 donation. It's like a small amount of money. You won't even notice it. You know? You put it on a credit card, comes out at the first of every month, and then you have access to an extra West Virginia Surf Report episode every week. Oh, my stomach. You hear that? It's disgusting. God damn it. Call 911. God. Sorry. Do that today, and you'll gain access to all the Thursday shows. The ones I've recorded and the ones that come out new. Whatever. Also, we have the Surf Report Podcast Hotline, 570-290-8151. That's 570-290-8151. And if you want to leave a message, ask me a question, make a suggestion, whatever, just leave it. It's a voicemail system, so just leave it, and I'll probably use it in a future show. I'll respond to whatever you leave there within reason, and that's, if you want to be part of the show, do that today, right after you sign up for the Patreon thing. All right, we're at the end. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll be back very soon. All right, until then, I'll see ya. Bye. She had a little fun on the side, apparently.